Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
The reason why we are here, what do you think why we are here?
我们为什么在这里呢？原因是什么呢？
Worship.
敬拜。
You come here because
你来这里。
You choose to come here, right?
因为你选择的来这里。
Correct.
是不是呢？
Right. Instead of choosing to go to swimming, go to skiing.
你们没有选择去游泳啊，去滑雪啊。
Or go for other things.
或者去玩别的。
And that's why we are here. And also,
这就是为什么我们要来这里。
We think we are all friends here because we know each other. That's why we come here sometime, right? We have some friends, family, everybody here.
你看，我们就像是朋友一样，像是个家人一样，所以我们来这里。
But the Bible says differently.
但圣经说的却是不一样。
The Bible said before the creation of the world.
圣经说在创世之前。
I chose you before the creation of the world.
我在创世之前就拣选了你们。
With love in Christ.
在基督的爱里面。
And Jesus explains what's the meaning.
耶稣有解释这是什么意思。
And Jesus in John 15 said, "You did not choose me."
耶稣在那个约翰福音十五章里面有讲到说，你并没有拣选我。
I have chosen you.
是我拣选了你们。
That's why we are not a religion.
这就是为什么我们不是宗教性的。
Because God chose you.
因为是神拣选了你们。
Before even your mother was born.
甚至你还没出生的时候。
Before your great grandmother was born,
甚至你的祖父母还没出生的时候。
Before the creation of the world,
甚至在还没有创世之前。
That's no accident.
这不是偶然的。
Because God planned this.
因为神已经计划好了。
And Jesus explained more clearly.
耶稣解释得很清楚。
You did not choose each other, but I have chosen you.
你没有拣选我，但是我拣选了你们。
To become the children of God.
成为神的儿女。
Not only that, you did not choose each other to be here. I chose you for each other to be here.
不仅如此，你并没有拣选说其他的人来这里，是我拣选了其他的人，成为你的弟兄姐妹。
So each of us come here, you don't see it because you couldn't figure out pre-creation of the world before that.God has a plan already for your life, not only a plan to, after so many thousands or millions of years, you come together in a church together.
你们来这里，其实在神在很早很早以前就已经拣选好了，就已经计划好了，你们会来这里。
That's no accident you are here.
这不是偶然性的。
No accident you are here. We come together as a small church.Big church is everything is under God's providence.
你来这里，在这个小教会里面，就是所有的这一切都是在神的计划之下。
And God knows each of you.
神知道你们每个人。
He bring you together for a reason.
他把你们带到一起是有原因的。
If not because of Alvin, I will never come to this church too.
如果不是 Alvin 的话，我可能永远都不会出现在这个
教会。Because at the same time, without Alvin, I still will come to this church.
同时呢，其实如果没有 Alvin 的话，我仍然会出现在这个教会。
Because God's will be done at the end. Always God's will be done.
因为是神的旨意，就总是会实现的。
You can pray for anything.
你可以为任何事情祷告。
You can be miserable because of God did not answer your call.
你可能会非常的悲惨，神没有回应你的祷告。
And you would complain.
你会抱怨。
You can pray anything ridiculous prayer.
你会祷告其他什么很各种荒谬的东西。
But God said it's good. God lets you pray.
但神是好的。他让你祷告。
He wants the children to pray.
因为他需要，他就是想要看到儿女们祷告。
He just wants to hear your voice. He doesn't care what's the content there.
他就想要听到你的声音，不论你祷告什么。
Because he already knew before you pray.
因为他早就知道你在还没祷告之前，他知道你想要什么。
It's almost like your children when they were baby, they cry. You already knew.
就像小孩子 那个小 baby 他在哭的时候，父母知道他是需要什么。
Sometimes they talk nonsense, but the mother still try to be nonsense with the children.
那个小婴孩说话甚至是一点都没有就是很荒诞，但是父母都知道他在说什么。
When my son walks slow, we have to bend down to walk slow with him.
在我的儿子他走得很慢的时候，我必须得要蹲下身子也跟着他一起慢慢的走。
The relationship is not equal. God is the creator of the universe.
我们跟神的关系不是对等的关系，神他创造了宇宙万有。
And we are the creator.
我们是神的被造，神所造的。
We are limited. He is eternal.
我们是有限的，他是永恒的。
He is all wise. We are not.
他是
all wise.
他是对，他是非常有智慧的，我们确实没有。
All powerful.
他是全能的。
All knowing.
他是全知的。
So the relationship here is that he created the universe. The universe, all the event in the universe is his.Events.
所以他就创造了宇宙，你看到这里的就不同的这个事件在发生。
It's like when Alvin writing a script for his movie, all the event there is his creation.
就像 Alvin 在写这个电影剧本，这所有的这个事件发生的都是他写的，他创造的。
And one character think, hey, no, Alvin did not create me, I'm on my own.I like to play my role. I don't want to cooperate with anyone. I'm myself. I want to do my own thing.
如果有个角色说 Alvin 并没有创造我，我想要做我自己的事情。
Alvin will love that, you know. Come on, you know, I can take you out right away.
Alvin 会说，哎呀，我就把这个角色删掉了。
The thing is, all this moment is God's moment.
就是所有的这个就是任何的这个时候都是神的这个时候。
God's moment contains all moments.
神的时候呢，他就统管了全部所有的
时候。 God's event contains all the event here.
就所有的事件的发生呢，都在神的掌控之下。
There are no accidents.
没有偶然的事件。
The Bible said when a bird flying and they fall down without God's permission, it won't happen.
神说一只鸟在天上飞，它掉在地上，如果没有神的允许的话，是不会发生的。
There's no accident. Everything is intended.
所以没有偶然的，每一件事情都是神。
Whether we are a good son or daughter, a prodigal son or daughter, or a normal one, God will be done at the end.
不论是这个流浪的人，就是儿子或者是女儿，神的旨意都会成就。
And that's why the Bible says God is the Most High God. It means He is the ruler. He rules everything. And if we are smart, we listen to Him. Also, He's a good Father too.
这就为什么圣经上说神是至高神。如果我们是聪明点的话，我们就听他的。
So the Ephesians talking about before the creation, He already loved us, create us. Not only that, and forgive us.
圣经上说他在创世之前就已经拣选了我们，创造了我们，不仅如此他还赦免了我们。
Then what does he call us? He did not say you are the servant of God, you are a good person, or you are a good angel. He said you are the son of God by the grace of God. I adopt you as a son.
他称呼我们什么呢？他不是称呼我们，哦，你们是天使啊，你们是就是个奴隶啊，或者怎么样啊？但他是称呼我们是他的儿女。
Fatherhood is the most central concept of the Bible. When he is a father, he has an obligation to take care of you.
就神他那种父性那种存在。是圣经上已经讲的是整个圣经的这个核心，他会照顾我们，看顾他的儿女。
So we'll take care of each of us.
所以我们也互相彼此关照。
He'll take care of not only each of you, your family too.
他不仅看顾我们每个人，也是看顾我们的家人。
But remember, not everybody is the children of God.
但是你要注意，你要 注意这点，不是所有的人都是神的儿女。
Because God chose you,
是神拣选的你。
Write you down in the character,
把你的这个角色给写了下来。
Then you have a role in this movie.
所以你有这个在神的这个电影里面，你有这个角色。
It's totally by grace that we come to here.
这完全是因着神的恩典，你走到这里。
And also Jesus said, "I chose you for each other too."
同时，耶稣说是我拣选的你们走到一起。
And put you together.
把你们带到一起。
Do you think our church is small? My sister's church is very small too.
你们觉得你们的教会很小？我姐姐的那个她在法国的教会也挺小。
And I find out actually a lot of churches quite small.
我其实我发现很多的教会其实也都是小小的。
But my sister told me her church in France, people is so loving each other because they are small, they can talk to each other, relate to each other much better.
我姐姐跟我说，在法国他们教会小小的，其实这样更好，大家彼此的这个关系呢，就彼此相爱的更加的好。
As God, as far as God is concerned, it's not how big is the church, it's how much love in this church.
其实，在神看来，并不是在乎说一个教会有多大，而是看这个教会呢，真正有多少彼此相爱。
Not only love,
不仅是相
爱 it's unconditional love in.
不仅是就是一个爱，而是个无条件的彼此相爱。
Not only unconditional love is the love Jesus said, "You must love each other as I love you."
不仅是说是那种无条件的彼此相爱，这个爱呢，就像耶稣就说的。就像我爱你们一样的。
The standard is high is a new commandment. That's why Jesus said this is a new commandment.
这是神的这个新的命令，这是标准。
How can you love your enemy?
你怎么他提到了这个爱你的仇敌
？How can love the unlovable?
我们怎么能够爱我们的仇敌？怎么能爱那些不可爱的呢
？How can they love the unlovely?
我们怎么能够爱到那些不可爱的人呢
？How can love the person who have no manner?
我们怎么去爱那些就是一点礼貌都没有的人呢？
But God wants you to learn the first thing is.
但是神要让我们首先学到的是。
We imitate the love of the Father.
我们去效法这个父。
In Jesus Christ.
父亲的爱就在耶稣基督里面。
Jesus is the love and mercy of God to express itself to us.
耶稣呢，就是彰显了这个父的这个爱，那个慈爱在我们的身上。
So the most important thing is that we must learn.How to love.
所以我最重要的是我们要学习怎么样去爱。
Of course, through the Bible you learn.
当然是通过圣经去学习。
Through prayer you learn.
通过祷告我们去学习。
Through each other you learn.
通过我们彼此来学习。
But we only read the Bible once a week.
但如果我们只是一个星期读一次圣经。
We come to church once a week.
我们来教会只有一个星期只有一次。
And we sometimes don't even have a small group.
我们甚至也没有什么小组。
Our progress is so little.
我们的进步只有一点点。
And God is very disappointed.
神会很失望。
But there's a solution.
但有一个方法。
The solution is.
这个方法就是。
Out of 7 days, you have 6 days out there.
就是虽然有一天在教会，你有。六天是在外面
6 days in the world
六天是在这个世界上
6 days with your family
六天在跟你的朋友在一起
And 6 days with your boss
六天是跟你的老板在一起
6 days with your wife
六天你跟你的太太在一起
6 days with someone you don't like
六天跟你一些
or like
不喜欢的人在一起
God is very smart
神很聪明的
He going to use the circumstances.
他就是用那些环境
of your daily life.
你每天的生活
to mold you into the shape of Jesus.
来塑造你有一个耶稣基督的样式
And luckily, God used different circumstances to show us and train us, develop us to make us mature.
庆幸的是神呢就是通过这个环境呢来塑造我们
Actually God used these circumstances more than anything else to make us a better person conform to the image of Christ
神甚至是就是超越其他的这个方法这个办法是最好的使得我们可以被磨造创造就是炼造出来
You don't need to go to theological school
你不需要去那些神学院
You don't need to read too much Bible.
你不需要去说读圣经读非常多。
Although God wants you to read a lot.
当然，神很希望你也多读点。
But in our daily life, that's in love. The Bible called that's a almost like a training ground, and like the something is like a school.
但是在爱里面呢，就像是一个训练的一个你的一个学校一样。
You must learn.
你必须得学习。
Because the real life situation is there.
因为这是现实的这个生活，是个实际的这样一个。
Today we only learn to one thing.
今天我们就学一样。
If you can grasp that one thing,
如果你能抓住这一样
，you will become 50% than before.
你就可以
as a Christian.
你可以比以前进步50%，作为一个基督徒。
And look at David.
看看大卫
，King David.
看看大卫王。
In the wilderness,
在旷野里面
of Middle East, he was there wandering around for 10 years.
在那个中东的那个旷野里面，他在那里流浪了10年。
From that 10 years,
在那10年期间
，he learned much more about God than reading anything.
他学到了很多是关于神的，比他所读的还学到的还要多。
David learned one thing is that he is seeing God in everything.
大卫很特别，他是。在神里面他看到了一切。
What do you mean, Duncan? What do you mean seeing God in everything?
这什么意思呢？
That is something we talk about today.
哎，这个就是我们今天要讨论的。
You said, no, I'm seeing only Mary there.
不，你看我现在就看到 Mary 在这里。
I'm seeing, you know, the tables there.
我看到这里有个桌子。
And David said, I'm only seeing rocks in the desert.
大卫说，我就看到这个荒漠里面的那个石头。
All rocks and all caves.
就是石头啊，这个山洞啊。
Where's God?
神在哪里呢？
Right? People ask, "Where's God? You show me God."
就是人家在问神在哪里呢？
And of course,
当然了。
God is a spirit. At the same time, He is a body. Jesus came, so God is everywhere. The Bible said.Jeremiah 23:24 says, "Am I fill heaven and earth?"
耶利米书22:22那个地方是说，神充满了万有，他是个灵，他是充满万有。
David said, "How do I avoid your spirit?"
大卫说，我从哪里躲避你的灵呢
？Seeing God in everything, the first thing David learned is seeing God.As a rock,
大卫首先学习到了，就是看神呢，就像看到那个石头一样。
He seen the rock as the protection of God.
他看到那个石头就是他的所保守他的。
He can hide himself in the rock.
他可以藏在这个石洞里面。
He can hide himself in the cave.
他可以藏到这个山洞里面。
That's why he wrote, Psalm. Chapter 62.
这是他写的这个诗篇62篇。
Oh, my soul.
他说我的心啊。
Find rest in God.
你要在神里面找到安息。
He alone is my rock.
独有他是我的磐石。
I will not be shaken.
我必不动摇。
So the Bible used the rock as about faith.
所以圣经用这个石头来预表我们在主里。
That's why Jesus sometimes as used as a cornerstone.
这就为什么耶稣有时候被比喻成是那个房角石头，作为。
And God's house is like a building.
这个神的这个殿呢，就是这样一个建筑。
Each of us is a rock.
我们每个人呢都有这样一个磐石，就是坚定的这个对神的这个信心。
We ask the Holy Spirit to open the eye of our heart to see everything.
我们祷告圣灵呢，能打开我们心中的眼睛，让我们可以看见这一切。
There's a God there.
就可以看到神在那里。
That's the three things we must see God in everything.
我们有三样我们要看到的。
If you can understand this,
如果你能理解的话呢，
Your spiritual journey will be much more joyful.
你的属灵的旅程呢会更加的有喜乐，
More trusting.
更加的对神有信心，
And also close to God, connect to God much more.
会更加的跟神连接在一起，更加紧密的连接在一起。
So the first thing we have learned is that we have to learn seeing God's good purpose in our life.
要学的就是要看到神对我们生命当中的一个好的一个旨意。
David's example, Joseph's example.
大卫跟这个约瑟，他们俩都是好的这个例子。最终
God used all these circumstances to make him a better person.
神都通过这些环境塑造他们成为更加品格更好的人。
To conform to the image of God.
使得他们更有这个耶稣的这个形象。
Jesus, like the children of God.
就成为像这个神的儿女。
When we can do that, we can see the goodness.
我们也可以做得到，我们看着这个神的这个
good purpose
美善，神的这个好的旨意
in everything,
就是在凡事上
in every circumstance,
在所有的情况下
in our life,
在我们的生命的当中。
Then we not only don't complain,
于是我们就不会有那么多的抱怨。
Even thank you the person who gave you a hard time,
甚至是在别人给你一些、一些冒犯一些这个麻烦的时候，你都会献上感恩。
You even thank God for this person,
你甚至
a lovely person, then you learn how to love.
你甚至会这个、不可爱的人会献上感恩，因为是他帮助你学到怎么样去爱。
You even become, hey, this is a blessing in disguise.
这是个化了妆的祝福。
Because God usually used the opposite in order to bring out what God wants to train about you.
因为神呢常常是通过这个相反的东西来训练我们。
God wants you to be a lovely person, more love.
神要让我们学习怎么去爱呢？
And you always pray God,
你常常祷告说,
give me more love, give me more love.
神啊，给我更多爱，给我更多爱。
Now be careful.
小心点啊。
When you pray for more love,
当你祷告要更多爱的时候，
God will send a lot of unlovely people to you.
神会送很多不可爱的人在你身边。
That's why prayer is dangerous.
这是祷告很危险的。
Because God's will be done.
因为神的旨意会成就的。
Then you learn how to love my husband, my wife. You know, suddenly my husband has a bad habit. All these things, you know, my boss becoming really hard to deal with. And all this is the sound. You go, why? I pray for more love. How come?
你祷告
说 There's no love.
祷告说我更多爱我的太太我的先生，哎，结果这事情就更麻烦，你的先生你的太太老板也是给你麻烦的，怎么 会这么多这些麻烦来了。
But if you look deeper,
但如果你往深里面去看，
The Bible actually advises us to look from heaven instead of from earth.
其实圣经里面提醒我们要往天上看，不是往地上看。
Like Christ in the heavensit with Christ and think about the heavenly thing.
就像这个耶稣呢，他是坐在这个天上，思想的是天上的事。
God sent someone who is tough.
神差派一些麻烦的人。
So you become gentle.
使得我们会学习怎么样去温柔。
Then you don't complain to the tough person.
这样我们就不会为那些麻烦的人抱怨。
You even say thank you.
你甚至会说谢谢谢谢，从你的内心里
面。 Because you training me,
因为你
to be more gentle.
因为你训练了我，让我更加的温柔。
And suddenly your wife tell you, hey, go up the roof to fix something.
突然间你的太太说，哎，去那个屋顶上把东西给修了。
You thinking, hey,
你在想，哎，
does she love me? It's dangerous out there.
她真的爱我吗？你看她让我去冒这个险。
But at the same time you say,Hey, maybe that God will want me to make her happy.
但同时你在
save some money too.
但同时你在想，嘿，可能是神就让我去学习，也许可以省点钱。
Okay, God help me to get a new letter to make sure in a sunny day I'll fix a little bit here. Then it's just to make her happy.
神啊，你的帮助我，让我能够弄到一个新的这个梯子，能够把这个事情给搞定了，让我的太太
better husband
开心，那你就成为一个好的丈夫。
And you don't even complain.
你甚至不抱怨。
You thank you, hey.
你会说
thank you.
谢谢。
You really push me. If you don't push me, I won't fix roof. Now I know how to fix a little bit the roof.
谢谢你这个催促我。你没催促我的话，我还不知道怎么去修这个屋顶。
If you see God in everything,
你在凡事上看见神。
Seeing God's purpose in everything,
看见神在凡事上的旨
意。Seeing God's will in everything,
看见神在每一件事情上。
How can you complain?
你怎么会抱怨了呢？
You think this is blessing?
你会觉得说这是个祝福啊！
I'll become a better person.
我会成为更好的人了，因此。
And you find out your boss like you better.
你会发现你老板更喜欢你了。
Because your boss push everyone, but you have no problem. You let him push, and then finish the job.
因为你的老板总是这个就催促别人，
但是你都没有问题。Your customer push
you. 你的客人催促你。
And then you let him push and give him more.
你让他催促，没事，你会更你甚至。
Suddenly, you have nowhere to go. He has to come to you.
你甚至帮他更多，他们就觉得没地方去了，就只有找你了。
That's why Jesus is more blessed to give than to receive.
这就是，也是说，施比受更为有福。
Now, when I preparing this.
当我在准备这个信息的时候。
But right away to test me.
神突然就给我来一个测试。
Right away.
立刻
Only two nights ago,
考验我
When I'm preparing in the hotel
两天之前的一个晚上
I need to learn more from the circumstances Seeing God in everything
我正在准备这个信息我说神啊你要教我怎么样去学习去操练
Usually,
能够从事情能够看见你
Seeing God's purpose in everything
你要学到怎么样从凡事上看见神的旨意。
God's purpose is for you to conform to the image of Christ.
神的旨意呢，就是要让你呢越来越有耶稣的形象。
Actually, the fruit of the Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus. It's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. If you can exercise this, if you are good at this, I tell you what, you become a successful person.
其实呢。就是讲到这个属灵的果子呢，耶稣基督就是这个属灵的果子，什么仁爱、喜乐、和平、仁爱、恩慈、良善呢
？Because all life is about relationship.
因为这个所有的这个关于这个爱呢，其实就是关于这个关系。
Working with your boss is a career relationship.
在你的工作上，你的老板这是个关系。
Working with your wife husband is a family relationship.
太太这是个关系。
And doing favor for your friend is a friendship relationship, society relationship.
你为你朋友做事情，这个是一个朋友关系。你为这个社区有这样一个关系。
In the church, and you rebuild the relationship in Christ.
在教会里面，我们在基督里面建立这样的一个关系。
If you look at that, even your children, you build a relationship with them.
你看那些小孩子，你也跟他在建立这样的关系。
You become a better mother.
你会成为更好的母亲。
Because no whatever complaint, you look at it like, hey, that's a blessing from God. I learned something.
不论是什么样的抱怨，但其实你会看到说，哎，这个其实是祝福，我从中受益。
But actually, that's a script from the beginning, before the creation of the world. God already put it there.
但其实是有一个范本，在创世之前，神就已经写好了在那里了。
And your children going to do something, you must have an infinite patience to deal with them.
你的孩子忽然做一些什么不好的事情，你会有个从神来的那个无限的这个耐心去对付他。
The unconditional love to him,
然后你可以从神那里去传递这样一个爱给他。
He or her feel love.
他就感受到爱。
Then when he grew up, he passed on the love to other people.
当他长大了，他就把这个爱传递给别人。
It's contagious.
这爱是会感染的
It's like COVID-19
就像新冠病毒一样会感染的
But we pass disease to each other We don't pass love to each other We don't pass peace to each other Joy to each other
但是我们常常是病毒是传染给别人但我们却没有把爱啊人啊
People don't want to see you Because every time see you You always complain You always not joyful You always worry
别人看到我们的话就看到我们抱怨啊我们在担忧啊
Like Mary, Martha and Mary.
就像那个圣经里面这个玛利亚跟这个马大。
Luke chapter 10. Martha, Jesus come, he prepared everything.
在路加福音第十章里面。
There's nothing wrong with them.
这马大呢，他就准备了所有的这个吃的，这个他做的也没有错。
What's wrong is that she was upset, she was worried, she complained about the little sister.
但是错误的是呢，他抱怨，他向他的这个妹妹抱怨。
The little sister, Jesus said, she has chosen the better thing.
耶稣说呢，他的妹妹其实选择的是上好的。
Only one thing is little.
因为只有一件是重要的。
Seek first the kingdom of God.
就是寻求神的国。
And they know Jesus can turn the miracle of five fish and five loaves and two fish into thousands of fish and loaves.
他们知道耶稣呢就可以用五饼二鱼就能够喂饱几千人。
Even she prepared dinner, she's doing God's job, and she does not complain, worry, and demand other people to help him.
她在准备这个饭食的时候，她就开始抱怨，她是要求要
别人来
跟她一起来准备饭食。
One kind of life is worry, upset, complain.
你看这样一个生命呢，她就是在那个抱怨。
Do you think people like it?
你觉得别人会喜欢她吗？
You don't even like it yourself.
你也不会喜欢他。
God doesn't like it.
神也不喜
欢。Nobody like it.
没有人会喜欢。
But suddenly we become that person.
但突然间就变成是一个个人化的。
Mary is a little sister.
这个玛利亚是她的妹妹。
Yeah, she's naive.
她还小。
She doesn't care about the dinner.
她还小，她不太懂，她都忘了这些事了。
She may have thought my sister will prepare dinner. Why not? I just sit, listen to Jesus.
她可能觉得说我姐姐就能搞定了，那我就听耶稣说话就很好了。
That is the opportunity of lifetime.
这个就是在我们生活当中呢，常常会有一个很难得的这样一个机遇。
She chose the important thing.
她就选择了这个最重要的、上好的。
So there's two kinds of life you can live. You can live the life.
所以有两种。
Worry, upset, complain.
所以 所以有两种生活，一种就是呢，这个不断的抱怨啊、忧虑啊。
Another kind of life, you can see God's hand in everything. It's God's will. That is something good for me.
但另外一种生活呢，你却能够看到神的手，看到神掌管了这一切，而且这一切都是对我有益处的。
That's why Romans 8:28.
在罗马书第八章第二十节。
All things work together for the good.
说到万事都互相效力。
Who makes all things turn out to be good?
是谁让这个万事互相效力呢？
The translation should be
让我们得益处呢？
God has caused everything.
是神把这个万事都放到了一起。
Cause everything to work together for the good.
互相效力是为我们的益处。
Everything.
这是所有的，它是万有。
God will not do even one thing to harm you.
神不会做任何事情来伤害你。
Think about that. That is an easy concept. Will you do something to harm your children?
你这个很简单的概念，你会做一些不好的事情去伤害你的儿女吗？
Even someone say you are wrong, but your intention is just to do something good.
甚至有的时候你做错了一些什么，但是至少你的初衷、你的目的是原因是好的。
But God is a perfect God; He won't make mistake.
但神呢，他是个完美的神，他是一点错都不会的。我们人还会犯错。
You choose the wrong thing.
但神不会。
God, in God, there's no such thing as I choose.
但是在神里面呢，并不是说是我们去选择了什么。
Now Paul understand this and pass on to us the truth is that.God caused all things to work together for the good. It means everything happened to your life is good, good stuff.
使徒保罗他就明白这个道理，他讲的是万事都互相效力的，这个万事呢，就是包括那些不好的事情。
But you say, hold on, Duncan.
但是你说，等等 ，Duncan.
There's a lot of things not good.
很多事是不好的事。
But the Bible says even the worst thing.
但甚至圣经上说是最糟的事情。
When it comes to you, God allow it come to you.
当它发生在你身上的时候，是神允许的。
It becomes God's will for you. At the end, is for your betterment.
这是神他允许它发生的。最后呢，你会发现它是对你有好处的。
You just trust and believe. You don't have to ask why.
你就是信靠。你
We spend too much time ask why.
你不用问神为什么，我们花太多时间问为什么。
Your children ask you why you want to cook, why we have to eat, and then you oh, that's so much.
你的儿女说，你的孩子问你说，你为什么要做饭，为什么要吃啊？你会觉得啊，好头痛。
Why we have to eat food?
为什么要吃呢
？Why don't we eat ice cream every day?
为什么我们不每天都吃冰淇淋呢
？Then you annoyed.
然后你就好烦了。
But God is the same, you know. God look at us, hey.These children don't know what they want. They don't know the eternal thing. They are limited. They only know one day at a time. And they have big mouth, you know. They already talk about, you know, all these things. It's like my son, you know, tell everybody you don't know how to play ball, you know. It's only that much.
神看我们呢，就是知道的是很有限，讲的都是一些大话。就像我的孩子，他就说别人都不会打保龄球，他会。
So we have to know we are like a child. The Bible, Corinthians chapter 15, we are like a little child. We don't know. 所以
在哥林多全书里面讲的时候，十三章里面讲的时候，我们是小孩子。其实我们很多是不懂的。
When we see God, we'll know everything.
当我们见到神的时候呢，我们就明白这一切了。
It doesn't take long, actually.
其实不会很久的。
Maybe take 90 years.
可能就九十年吧。
And for David, maybe 100 years.
可能 David 要他会一百年。
For Mary, 110 years.
Mary 就一百一十年。
I'm 70 years.
我七十年了。
So every soul is 90 years.
所以每个人的话就是。
After 90 years, we know everything.
九十年后我们就什么都清楚了，到那时候就都看见了，在天上。
Why you ask why?
我们为什么要在这个地上花这个时间在问为什么呢
？When you ask why, then you wasting the time.
当你在问
，and you don't even know if I explain to you, you don't even know.
当你
I explain to you, you know, do you know?
当你在抱怨的时候，为什么的时候，神说好，我解释给你听，你听得懂吗？你听不懂了。
Job ask why? Why I'm suffering? God said, I have a purpose. The reason is for your good.
约伯问为什么，神说我有个。一个目的其实是为天有益处的。
He complained.
他抱怨抱怨。
Then God saw His creation. Do you know why? Why crocodiles there?
神把这个他的创造天地的这一切都展现给他看。他说：“你这个鳄鱼，你看得懂吗？”
And he confessed, I know nothing really.
他就
I don't know nothing.
他就开始承认了，说我真的什么都不懂。
We have big mouth, and tomorrow I want to do this. I want to be a multimillionaire. I want to go here. You don't even control your heartbeat. You know how can you go?
我天天就觉得说啊，这个我可以赚大钱呐、啊，但是我们连我们心脏都控制不了。
My partner talk big thing, you know, about open this, and then suddenly got a heart attack, a stroke.
我的一个生意的合作伙伴，他天天在讨论说，哦，做这个做什么大生意。忽然间，他那个，就是心脏梗塞。
He no health.
忽然间
，without health, you know, you don't know, and health is not in your hand.
他就不能说话了。你知道这个，有了你的失去健康的时候，你什么都做不了了。
God is at work in all the circumstances of life, in small and large ways.
就是神呢，其实在凡事上呢，只不管是大是小，就是一定的程度上，他都在那里。
The Bible says actually in all things.
这圣经上的讲的，其实在所有的事情上。
The creation is God's creation, God's event.
整个创造呢，整个创造都是神所创造的，不同的事情都是神所造的。
Is God's event.
每一个事件都是神的事件。
In your body, there's say 6 billion cells is all.Creation of God.
在你的身体里面，我们说，60亿的这个细胞都是神创造的。
So your life is all God's event.
所以你的生活每一件事情呢，都是神的创造。
Don't ask why, because you don't know why. Even explain, you don't know how to.
不需要问为什么，即使神解释给我们听，我们也听不懂。
One day, my son asked me, "Okay, why when you flip this thing on, the light will come on?"
有天我的儿子问我说，为什么把这东西一拨起来灯就亮了？
哦、because electricity.
是，我就说啊，因为电。
Why that's electricity?
他就问说，为什么有这个电呢？
哦、because you know, someone create electricity.
啊，因为有人造了这个电。
And electricity, how they come by? You know, how come is there? Oh, hey, because someone study electrical engineer, and they put the wire there.
他说为什么有电可以在那里？我说哦，有人学了这个电的工程啊，什么电工。
Hey, that's more. You know, you can explain to him. You know, you go to engineering school. He won't understand.
你说你给这个小孩子讲这个什么电工的这个工程学的这个，他不明白的。
God cannot.Answer our question, but our question is silly because we won't understand.
神呢，他没法回答我们这个傻的问题，就是因为我们没法明白他。
God said, just don't ask why, just do it.
所以耶稣就说，不用问为什么，就去做就对了。
So the Bible suggests us crucify the why in the cross with Jesus, die.
圣经上说要致死我们自己，要跟耶稣一起同钉死在十字架上。
You trust God,
你信靠神。
You do what God wants you to do,
你就做神叫我们去做的。
And your life will be abundant,
你的生命会变得很丰富。
Now as I said 2 days ago, God gave me a hard assignment.
神给我一个很不好的一个
When I'm studying here,
很难的一个功课。
A customer come in,
突然间就是有一个客人进来。
I want to celebrate my girlfriend's birthday.
我要庆祝我的女朋友的。
No problem.
生日。
Then he brings in a wine. The wine he has to open it.
这个客人说庆祝他女朋友的这个生日。
他
带的这个酒。
I said, you need a wine open.
他说你拿酒进来的话，那你得有用这个开酒的这个开酒器啊。
We don't provide wine open. It's only a motel.
我们是不提供的，我们是酒店。
He complained. How come?
他就抱怨，他说，为什么不提供？
My girlfriend is not happy. I have to get it open.
我的女朋友不开心了，你看现在我要把它打开。
Then I said, okay, why don't you go to the hospital?
我说
maybe they have something can open it for you.
他说，那不你去那个酒店那个不那个医院那边，他可以帮你打开。
Use the surgeon's name.
可能是那个
surgeon of all kinds,
可能外科医生，他可以做手术的，手术刀可以帮你打开。
Of course, no problem to open for him.
当然是没有人可以帮他打开。
I just want to pass the buck to them.
我只是想要把他给
赶走。But suddenly, my heart, the Holy Spirit tell me,
但
you have to do it.
但突然间，圣灵对我说，你得要帮助他。
Remember, when Jesus, there's no wine, Jesus provide the wine. The first miracle.That's the first miracle.
这个在那个第一个这个神迹里面没有酒的时候，耶稣可以变出酒来。
Help this person.
你就帮助他。
Because it is my doing.
因为这个就是我也要做的。
This term of event is from the law.
因为这个事件呢就是从神而来的。
No, this term of event, 这件事情。
啊，这件事情。
Because God sent this person to you.
因为神呢，就是差派这个人到你的面前来了。
I said, God, are you kidding me?
我说神啊，开玩笑吧。
Without wine open, how can you open a wine?
这个我都没有开酒器，我怎么开这个酒器？
I never learned Taekwondo. Boom.
我难道我有跆拳道，我可以嘣一下就给它打开吗？
Then I asked God for wisdom. God, I have no wine opener. I look for all the room, no wine opener. Try to borrow one, no wine opener. How do I help this person?
我祷告神啊，你给我智慧，我怎么能够开这个瓶酒呢
？And he's in front of me, he's insistent, very insistent.
在我的面前就闹着要。
The girlfriend is waiting.
他的女朋友在等着。
You can hear the girlfriend screaming.
你可以听见他
的女朋友
在喊，说酒在哪呢
？Suddenly,
突然间
，the Holy Spirit gave me an idea.
圣灵给我一个方法。
You know, we have a cloth, you know, cleaning the floor.
你知道我们有这个清洁地板的这个布
，is quite dirty.
虽然很脏
，might as well throw it away.
我们会把它扔掉的。
That's one idea.
但是我有
I can wrap it around.
主意
wrap around the wine bottle.
我可以把它给包在这个酒瓶上。
And I have a baseball bat.
我有那个打那个棒球的这个。
And we have some fans, some metal fans around the hotel, right?
我们有这个有一个这个围栏嘛。
We find one of the spot.
我们找到一个地方。
Just enough for the net to come out.
就是刚好够那个网出来。
那个旧瓶出来。
那个瓶塞那个瓶塞、yeah. 刚好够那个瓶塞出来。
Then I asked God, will it work?
我问神了，可行吗这个？
That's easy. You learn physics, you know. When you hold on something, when you have enough force on top, you'll cut right there.
是吗？我们学过物理嘛，就是说如果你有什么东西在这个上面的话，只要力量
够的话，它就可以把它断开。The only problem is the glasses when they
broken,
they'll sort of like may hurt people.
但是我想说，可能它这个坏掉、断开以后，它会不会伤到
？But after wrap around everything, I think he pretty secure.
但是我包的挺好的，我觉得应
该很安全。But I want him. You have to agree because I might destroy your whole wine.
但是我跟他说，你得要同意哦，万一我有可能会把你的酒给弄。
Your girlfriend going to kick you out or something?
把你的酒瓶给弄毁了，那你的女朋友会
Then I pray,
会杀了你。
Pray on the opening.
祷告是希望能够
Let him hold the other side with the feet.
打开。我让他抓着另外一头
Then I use a baseball bat,
我就用这个棒球棒
on top.
就是打那个酒瓶的那个、
oh, perfect.
头上那个瓶塞
Just right cut off.
就是、啊、非常不错立刻就
Then he's so happy.
头顶就
断开了 Everybody had wine.
他就很高兴大家都很开心
Now normally I won't do this kind of pretty stupid thing.
通常我不会做这种傻事
But I see God
但我看到神
Do to the least of the brother, you do it to God.
神在这个最小的这个人身上做这样的事情。
To me is unreasonable.
就是做在神身上。
And to him is unreasonable because the girlfriend demanded.
对我来说是不可能的事情。对他来说，我也觉得他做了这个。
The guy is
unreasonable.
He hold on to the bottle. He just don't know what to do. Cannot go back to the room because the girlfriend said you must get it done.
他拿着那一瓶酒就不知道怎么去打开因为他也不敢回去因为他女朋友等着他回去的时候这酒瓶是打开的
He's a narrow guy He is pretty meek You know the kind of boyfriend the girlfriend can abuse
我看他是那种也是比较弱弱的一个男朋友他女朋友可能会很容易去
If it is David is different David sellWe're not going to drink wine, drink water.
对，不像
Forget
David,
about it.
David 可以直接说，我们没办法，只能喝水了，不能喝酒了。
right, but
David 是没问题。
but God, but he's a tough, rough man, right? Tough and rough, right?
David,
but still, he can be better. God does not want to compare. God should want us to be better every time.
就是神会让我们每个人都可以变得更好。
But thank you. God did not send David.
但是很好，神没有差派大卫来。
He sent this guy with a tough girlfriend.
神确实差派了一个，就是他的。女朋友是很麻烦的
一个女朋友 I have to do something
来所以我
By the power of the Holy Spirit Give me some idea how to serve this person
靠着圣灵的能力我可以做些什么事情
With more kindness, more love
服侍这个人
I tell what This person eventually Yesterday he come again I think every day he'll come to our priest
昨天他又来了他好像每天都来
Because our service is too good
因为我们的服务太好了
You see, what I'm saying that the
你看是不是
Even something looks like is not profitable or not beneficial, God can turn it around with our attitude.
即使一件事情看起来好像是没有什么益处的，但是神他却可以改变。
We will see, we must learn how to see God in everything, in every situation, in every matter.No matter how bad is it, because you're going to learn something.
我们就是要在凡事上，任何的境况里面，要学到怎么样看见神。
Your love will be
因为在这里面你会学到好的，这样的话呢，你的爱会更加的深刻。
And you will rely on Holy Spirit's power better.
而且你会更加的能够掌握到这个圣灵的能力，
怎么在你的工作，
你会有更多的祷告。
And you go deeper to look things from God's perspective, then you sometimes even read the Bible how I'm going to do it.
你会更加的晋升，甚至你会从圣经里面知道怎么样去做。
As a result of seeing everything in God's eye or seeing God in everything, then you know this is no accident. God sent to you, so you learn something.
如果你在凡事上可以看到神的话呢，你就会知道这个事情呢，就是神有意带到你面前的，使得你可以更多的学习。
That's why Colossians have one theme. Colossians one theme. Whatever you do, do it with all your heart, as if doing it for God, not for people.
在哥罗西书里面就有讲到有个主题，就是说你在凡事上你就忠心地去做呢，就好像是坐在神的心上。
无论做什么。那我普通话不好啊，我用普通话。
好，
无论做什么，都要从心里讲。
Amen。
好像是为主教的。
Amen。
不是为人教的。
是。
因为从主那里，他会给你赏赐。
Amen。
That's the whole Bible, the principle. But our life is miserable when good thing come.
这是圣经上的原则。
When good thing come, we are happy. When bad thing come, we are not happy.
好事来的时候我们很开心，在坏事来的时候我们不开心。
Then the Bible has no use to you.
那这样的话，圣经就一点用处都没有了。
Jesus has no use to you.
那耶稣对你来说没有一点用处了。
Maybe only a comfort.
可能就是一个 comfort.
安慰。
Uh-huh.
So now, different. You are different now.
所以现在不一样的。
After today,
不一样的，从今开始。
Even tonight,
就是或者从今晚开始。
When you see your husband,
当你看见你先生的时候
，Your husband always say, "Hey, where's my dinner?"
你先生说，哎，我的晚餐在哪呢
？Usually you say, "Let's do the takeout."
通常你会说，啊，我们去点外卖吧。
But today is different.
但今天不一样了。
You think you see God in him?
因为你在他里面看到神。
You say, "I'm going to do it for God."
You will say, "Oh, 我要为神做事。
I'll become a better wife.
我要做一个更好的太太。
Even I don't want to cook. Even a woman's not supposed to cook. But this time I cook it.
虽然我不喜欢这个煮饭菜，但这次我会煮饭菜。
I become better wife.
我会成为更好的太太。
And suddenly you say, "No problem, honey."
忽然间你说没问题，亲爱的。
Dear,
亲爱的。
My love.
我所亲爱的
，Sit down. I'm going to cook you a.
请坐。
I'm prepare a steak for you.
我将准备一盘牛排。
I tell you what, your husband sooner or later will become a Christian.
我跟你说，你的先生会很快成为基督徒。
It's not because reading the Bible, it's because
不是因为读了圣经。
Your unconditional love, you look at the situation.
是因为你无条件的爱。
As if from God.
在这样的凡事上。就好像你在服侍神。
Seeing God send something to you,
你看到是神差派的一些人在你的面前。
Instead of complaining, miserable or arguing, now you become a blessing to you.
就是你没有抱怨，你看到的虽然这个看起来是不好的这些患难的这些事情，但现在变成了一个祝福。
And the person become an instrument.From God to help you become a more loving person.
那个人呢，反而变成了好像是神，就是用一个工，就好像是一个。
At least you don't complain anymore. Even you cook just a.
七秒就不太对了，就是好像神。
Just get him a hamburger. That's an improvement.
你就是做一个汉堡，都算是一个很大一个进步了。
God wants us to go deeper.
神要让我们更加的深入。
The only way is seeing God in everything we do.
唯一的办法呢，就是在凡事上你看到神。
With no exception.
而且没有别的例外。
We make exception.
我们不看别的那些例外的这些东西，我们去选择。
Hey, this is from God. This is not from God.
我们不会说。
This is from my wife. This is not from me. And then we choose. But God say no. Everything is from me because the whole world is me.
我们不会去挑选说这个才是从神的，那个才是从神的。
All events is from me.
神说不，这个所有的都是从我而来的。
It happened to you for a reason.
这发生在你身上的是有原因的。
Even the words happened to Jesus, Jesus just fulfilled.
就是最糟糕的事情发生在耶稣的身上。
I don't think you know God asks you to crucify yourself. No.
耶稣有成就的。我们
不是 only just God just want you to be more loving, more gentle, more kind.
神只是要让我们成为更多的温柔，更多的爱，
more joyful,
更多的慈爱。
In a chaotic situation,
在一个混乱的这个局面里面，能够更加的有喜乐，
more peaceful,
更加的有平安。
When things come, and the Bible says, "Okay, I'm your refuge."
当事情来的时候，圣经上说
，Psalm 46
是你的避难所，这是诗篇啊三十六篇里面。
I'm your strength. I'm an ever help, pleasant help in your trouble.
我是你的力量，我是你永远的帮助。
And even the earth move, even the anything happen, and you will not be shaken.
即使是这个地会移动，但你永远不会摇动。
Then your husband say, "Hey."
这样。
In before when things happen, she complained and do this, but suddenly she not complain. She welcome and pray, and tell me let's do this, let's deal with this.
她虽然就是说，做太太的虽然在抱怨啊各种情况了，但是现在这个太太不抱怨了，她就觉得说，哎，我们来做做试试看。
So we need to learn one thing: seeing God's goodness in everything in our life.
所以我们来学习，就是说在凡事上来看见神。
And the Holy Spirit will give you the power to do it.
圣灵会给你力量，使你能够完成这些事情。
Seeing God's love.
第二，看见神的爱。
In everything.
在凡事上看见神的爱。
Because from the beginning, before the creation, God already loved you to choose you. Now you can share this love with other people.
因为在创世之前，神就拣选了你，给了你爱，这样你的爱呢就可以。
Then you can love unconditionally.
这样你的爱呢就可以成为无
条件的爱。And the Bible also said, the more you love, the more he'll give you love.
因为圣经上说，你给的越多呢，也就越多的给你。
And that's in Luke chapter 6, 37. The more you give, the more.
路加福音第六章三十七节里面，就是你给的越多呢，就越多的给你。
And also you think about the future, what I'm going to do, but don't worry.
同时你又想说啊，将来我怎么办呢？不用担心。
God's in charge.God knows your future.
神掌控一切，他知道你的未来。
When you have problem, you just read Psalm 139. 139 talk about He knows everything about you.
当你有觉得有麻烦的时候，你就读这个诗篇一百三十九篇，在那里面你可以看到神知道一切。
That's why things happen to you for a reason, because each person is different.
就是
we don't compare.
这就为什么这个事情会发生在你的身上。其实我们每个人都不一样的，不要互相比较。
Remember, it's a no instant coffee. It's a lifetime process.
你知道是没有这种速成的，这是一个一生当中的一个过程。
God just want you to be better each day.
神就是
than yesterday.
神只希望我们每一天好一点点，比昨天好一点。
We are the reverse. Yesterday is better than today. Today is better than tomorrow.
我们是相反，是昨天比今天好。
So God said, "Want you not to compare, not to suddenly after you hear the sermon, hey, how come you know? See, listen to the Bible. You need to improve, right? You point fingers, suddenly."
就是在这个会后，你就会转这个会指责别人。
This message is for you only, not for your husband, not for your wife, no, it's for you.
我们不是说是这个信息是给别人。
The Holy Spirit talking to you,
太太。圣灵会是给我们的。
You have some rough edge. You are rough diamond. God is going to change you.
就是你是那个外面有这些棱刺的这些东西，但是神要磨造你。
So God wants you to be every day, in every event, seeing God and doing for Him, little bit more and more and more.
神就是想要让你呢，在每一天呢，在每一件小事上呢，一点点的做。
Then you become a person.
这个长进
have no complaint.
然后你就会成为一个不会就不再抱怨的
人。Less complain.
至少说少一点祷告。
And more love.
会有更多的爱。
More patience.
更多的耐心。
Less argumentative.
就是更少去争论。
And less criticism.
就是更少的批评。
And suddenly, your husband will find out.
突然间，你的先生就发现。
What happened?
哎，怎么了？
What kind? Did you take some medicine or something?
你吃药了吗?
You become a different person.
你怎么都变一个人了?
Then you know what? He's going to change too. He'll change.
什么会发生? 他也会变。
The guideline is, the Bible said very clearly, we must imitate the image of Christ, which is the, in the Holy Spirit, the nine fruit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. In all these things, there's no such, any law will, moral law, any law will inhibit them.
我们就是效法这个耶稣的样式，就是圣灵的果子。 仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，在这些事上呢，是律法是没有禁止的。The
whole world, it was everywhere in the whole world.
这些事是在全世界全地都是一样的。Even
work in a communist country.
甚至在这共产党的国家也是这样的。Even
work with Chairman Mao.
这个甚至在对毛泽东来说也是同样的这个道理。Work
with everybody.
这是对所有的人都适用的。
If you can do it slowly, you, even you don't understand why, you just keep on. Hey, I think God sent me this lesson. I must learn something there. I become a little bit better.
你只要一步一步的来，你说，哎，这个神差派的这件事情，这个人来让我学习，我会更加的，God
loved me so much.
He
gave me so much grace, and I should do something for him.
神给我这么多的恩典，我总要为他做点什么。
God also promised many times.
神
you inherit a abundance of reward from him.
神已经应许了，你们会获得很大的赏赐。
In terms of money,
就是包括金钱。
That's something we want more practical.
你们
In terms of more love,
其实还有爱。
Better relationship,
还更好的人际关系。
All this will be better.
这所有的都会改进。
Then you find out your relationship is better every day.
然后你会发现你的人际关系每一天都更好。
I find out
越来越好。
I find out in one thing is that I treat this customer this way, and not only he is happy, the girlfriend is happy, he'll tell other people too, and more people will come.
我发现了，我帮了这个客人呢，不仅是他开心，他的女朋友开心，他会告诉很多的别人，他的朋友就更多的人就来了。Suddenly,
I did not intend to do that, but suddenly it happened.
我并没有原初没有这个想法，但是这些好事就发生了。When
you aim at God, you find happiness.
当你定睛在神的身上呢，你就会找到这种喜乐。When
you do it for God.
当你为神而做呢,
All this will be given to you.
这所有的这一切都会添加给你。
在马太福音, All this will be given to you. All the earthly things will be given to you.
马太福音第六章里面就讲到的说, 这个地上这一切都会加添给你。
And so Jesus said, learn it from the little bird.
所以耶稣说, 从这个小鸟的身上你就可以学得到这一点。
The bird had nothing, no bank account, nothing.
那个小鸟你看, 它没有银行, 银行账户什么都没有。
You know what does a bird do?
你知道鸟做什么呢?
What does a bird do?
小鸟做什么?
Why God make birds?
鸟做了神，神做了这个小鸟是做什么？ 你知道神鸟每天在做什么？
Right?
它做什么用处？ 没有说就
Sing.
小鸟在唱歌。
Right?
对。
Did you see a eagle sing? No, eagle doesn't sing.
你有看到这个鹰，老鹰在唱歌吗？ 没有。
Did you see a dog sing? No.
你有看到这个狗唱歌吗？ 没有。
No.
没有。
The bird is made for singing.
那个鸟就是神所创造, 它是,
Because singing means
它会唱歌,
joyful.
因为唱歌呢, 它就意表着一种喜乐。
He doesn't know anything. He just keeps singing. God makes a bird. The purpose is to sing.
他不知道别的，神造了这个小鸟呢，这个鸟的这个它的造的这个功用呢，就是唱歌。
And God feed every day. God feeds so millions of birds.
就是神呢，他喂养了几百万几百万的小鸟。
Especially when Vancouver's bird, they really big and fat.
特别是在温哥华那小鸟，长得又肥又大。
And then actually overeat. That's a problem.
其实他甚至可能
they need exercise.
吃多了要多练一下。
When you go to Africa, those birds are really thin, you know, skinny.
你要是去非洲，你看非洲小鸟都瘦瘦小小的，因为没什么吃的。
See, but even God provide everybody because
神甚至都供应了这些给大家。
It's a partnership. God said, "You do your job."
就是
I'll do the rest.
圣经应许的，你做你的这一份，神会做他的那一份。
A lot of things we don't have control over. A lot of things happen. We don't know why. We try to be like God. We try to figure out why.
很多的事情我们没法控制的。我们很多时候是想要去控制，想要去想要找到为什么。
Why don't you trust more?
但为什么我们不多一点信靠神呢
？Do more.
多做一点，为什么
？Love more.
为什么而做呢？多一点去爱呢
？Instead of complain more.
而不是抱怨。
Criticize more.
批评。
And compare more.
去比较
and all these things is only undermined. God knows. God wants you to be a happy person.
这些呢，只会让神更加的，伤心。神是要让你开心。
Because happiness does not come from money alone. It comes from relationship.
因为快乐呢，不是来自于这个金钱，而是来自于一个好的人际关系。
Good relationship, good life.
好的人际关系，你就有好的。生活
so focus on seeing things. All this is from strictly from the hand of God. I know this happened. Looks like it's bad, but God wants me to do something.
就是所以你就要学习到了，就是在凡事上要看到这个神呢，他在怎么从操作。
I'm still learning. God every day God sends me some learning. Yesterday, God sent someone to my motel.
每天神都在训练我。昨天也是神又差派一个人到我的旅馆里面。
He's another brother, right?
是另外一个弟兄。
He's not happy.
他不开心。
He locked the door.
他把门关起来。
Usually I'm in business. How can I talk to you, right?
通常的话呢，我因为我在做生意嘛，我在忙着，我怎么跟你讲话呢
？God said, open the door.
神说。要去
prepare cake. I have some cake in the fridge. Right.
要去敲他的门，准备一些蛋糕。
Make some coffee.
去，然后备上这个咖啡。
One more thing is pray that no customer will be coming.
还有你要祷告，让这个客人不会这个时这个就在这个时间不要来打搅。
Then I lock the door and spend 1 hour with the brother and no customer coming.
后来我就去了那个房间去见了这个弟兄，把这个。房间门关起来，跟他聊了一个小时，在这个小时确确实实就没有人来。
God can send customer, God can take away customer.
所以神呢，他可以差派客人来，他也可以把客人带走。
Like Job said, the God give, the God take away.
所以就像这个约伯说的，神他赏赐，他也收回。
May the name of God be glorified.
愿神的名。
Then I talked to him for 1 hour, he feel better.
所以我跟他这个弟兄聊了之后，他就感觉好多了。
Then he said, now I can go home sleep.
然后他就说啊，那我可以回家睡觉了。
You know what time is that? That's 2 a.m.
你知道那个是什么时候？是半夜两点。
On Friday, Saturday, usually some customer will come, but somehow the customer doesn't come.
你知道通常那个时候是星期五、星期六的时候，通常那个时候是生意最忙、很多客人来的时候。
Because you pray for it, you tell shut the door, nobody come.
但是你因为你已经祷告了神啊，这个时候不要有客人来。
Because your brother is more important than that.
因为我有这个弟兄，他更需要我的时间去陪他。
And after he's gone, then the customer start to come.
他一离开以后，回家去睡觉以后，很多客人就来了。
不是很多，是 some customer come.
Some customer come.
I don't want to exaggerate. Right? It doesn't work this way. God wants us to just do the right thing, the result in his hand. Doesn't matter whether customer come or not. You do the right thing, you'll be rewarded.
所以不管是怎么样，就是只要你做对的事情的话呢，神就会做他的那一部分。
And God has different way to reward you, not just money.
神会
joyfulness.
神会有不同的方式来。你的喜乐，你的平安
，right? And no worry,
没有烦恼
，and become a better loving person, building good relationship with people.
更加有爱心的人，你会有更好的人际关系。
You find out you don't complain no more.
你就发现你就不再抱怨了。
Because the person you supposed to complain now become a blessing.
你看这个本来是应该要该抱怨的人，现在这个人反而成了我的祝福。
Instrument of God.
他成了这个神的这个器皿。
Not only not complain, you thank him. Hey,
不仅是你不抱怨，你甚至是感谢他，说：“哎呀，我请你吃饭。”
Then become friends too.
然后你们就成为好朋友了。
So God wants us to look at things. Everything is from Him, straight from God's hand.
让我们看到了这凡事上。
That's why all things God calls everything work together for the good.
所以在凡事上都要看的是神的心意，神的叫万事都互相效力，是为他的儿女。
And by the grace of God, the Holy Spirit will enlighten you and will help you to do this.
他会让你呢更加的能够明白过来，能够对你有帮助。
God will give you power to do whatever.
就是以弗所书第三章里面，他会给你力量去完成你所神要让你去做的。
Philippians said, "I can do all things through Him who gives me strength."
腓立比书里面也讲到说，靠着那加给我力量，我凡事都能。
After that, God will supply all your need according to the glory which in Jesus Christ. After He said that, I can do all things through God who gives me strength, and then God will supply everything.
就在那一节后面呢，就讲到说，神会供应一切。
Because you're doing God's job, God will supply you. God will help you in your earthly thing.
因为你做了这个神的工作，神就会供应你地上你所需要的一切。
So better let God do your earthly thing. You do the heavenly thing.
所以最好是让神做神做的事情。
Look at things from God's perspective. Seeing everything is straight from the God's hand, then you will do something.
所以
for God,
你就看你在凡事上呢，你就看到神，你看到他的手的话呢。你就会在凡事上
become a loving, more peaceful, better husband, a wife or employee.
更加的有爱心，更加的平安，成为更好的先生。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。谢谢张哥。Thank you.